Welcome back to the Plum Tree Podcast, brought to you by your friends at BDG. First of all, please accept my sincerest apologies for not having a podcast in almost a year. I cannot believe a year has gone by without us laying down any tracks of anything. It's hard to believe being gone for so long, but it is good to be back, and I've got a lot of interesting content today for you. First of all, this is sort of ironic, but we're going to answer the trivia question from almost a year ago. It was back in October of 2005, and we'll start by re-asking it, just in case you can't remember the last podcast and what the trivia question was. What I did in the last podcast is it was around the time, it was about a month after the acquisition of Plumtree Software by BEA Systems, and what we did was we asked the question, after going over all of the BEA names, how they changed from Plumtree Foundation to Aqualogic User Interaction, and from Plumtree Publisher to Aqualogic Interaction Publisher, and so on and so forth. We mentioned that one of the funniest names that they had was Aqualogic User Interaction Package Integration Service, which is what we used to call portlets. So anyway, that was a six-word tagline, and I asked the trivia question related to that. I said, what was the original six-word tagline for Plumtree? And if anyone knows this, they have to be a real old-timer. And anyway, we didn't have a winner, not surprisingly, because it's a really hard question. But the answer is Plumtree's original tagline was Library Card Catalog for Corporate Content. So everyone always wondered why we had holes in our business cards back then, little holes at the top in the center. And the reason, they were at the bottom in the center, just like the Dewey Decimal cards that would slide along in those boxes in the libraries before everything became computerized. So everyone would say, why is there a hole in your business card? And that was the reason, because we were the Library Card Catalog for Corporate Content. Anyway, how funny is that? All right, so on to today's content. First of all, let me give you a little update on BDG and what's going on here. We, around the time, I guess about 2 months before our last podcast, we hired Rich Weinhold. He was right out of college from Mary Washington, where he was a CS major there. And we put him on a project called the PHP EDK, which was a great success. He produced it in just over 3 weeks. And we open sourced that project and put it up on the code share. And then shortly thereafter, Rich went on to work for Cohesion to build the FileNet portlets for them. And then he was quickly picked up by opensource.gov, one of our biggest and best customers. And they he's been working there now for over a year. So anyway, that was last year's college hire. Just recently, about a month ago, we made this year's college hire, whose name is Andrew Bayes. And of course, following in the tradition of Rich Weinhold, we decided we're going to make him write an EDK, or I should say ask him to write an EDK, but of course he can't say no. So we decided that since Ruby and Rails have been getting so much traction lately, even though they've been around for a while, just lately have they really become something that everybody's talking about. For example, you go to a Java conference like No Fluff, Just Stuff, and I guess it's called the Northern Virginia Software Symposium. Anyway, it's supposed to be a Java conference, and all they talk about is Ruby. So they do talk about Java a little bit and some JavaScript, but mostly it's Ruby this, Ruby that. So we decided, let's write the Ruby IDK. Of course, EDK has been renamed IDK, so we decided, what the heck, let's write the Ruby IDK, and we asked Andrew to do it. He is almost done, so it should be up on CodeShare very soon. Of course, we're going to open source it as well, and it should be interesting. It's going to enable you to write any kind of portlet that you want in Ruby and integrate it with ALUI, or Aqualogic User Interaction, formerly known as Plumtree. Okay, so what else is going on? We hope to produce some more podcasts. We've got a lot of interesting things to talk about. We've picked up several new customers. We have a little bit of an imbalance right now between the number of customers we have and the number of people we have to do the work, so we've all been very busy. Hopefully nobody is getting lost in the cracks, because we're trying to service all of our customers as best we can. But things have been extremely busy lately. The summers are always very busy for us, and I think things should quiet down a bit as the year winds down. And then, of course, they'll heat up again next year. Anyway, we hope to... There's one big proposal we're working on right now that I can't actually talk about, but I can say that if we do win it, we're going to bring on two new resources, both excellent Plumtree guys who have done 3, 4, 5 deployments each. I was amazed to find these guys out there. They've worked at a lot of the biggest and best Plumtree customers out there. So I'm very excited about that. Of course, it's all under wraps right now, but when it happens, you know I'll talk loudly about it. And if it doesn't happen, we'll just pretend I never said that. All right, so what else? More podcasts, the Ruby IDK, and of course, BEA World. We're really excited about that. It's coming up in just about a week. And we're going to have a sponsorship. We have a sponsorship in place, and we're going to have a booth like we did last year. We're giving away playing cards. They are a nice high-quality poker card with a nice laminated finish and BDG, of course, on the front. And on the back, it just looks like a normal playing card. So we're excited about that. It's 52 times the fun, I guess. We're also giving away mouse pads, the ones that were left over from last year. And this year, last year I believe we gave away a 1 gig iPod Nano. This year we're giving away a 4 gig iPod Nano. So be sure to stop by the booth and drop your business card off or fill out an entry form to win the 4 gig iPod Nano. I guess that's about it for BEA World. We're not actually giving a presentation this year, although I have been invited to speak briefly at the developer portion of the conference, which takes place on Monday. So I'm going to give a brief talk, about 20 minutes, on tag libraries, which are a very exciting topic. And then I also may be able to pitch in here and there with some other talks, but I won't actually be on stage except for during the developer portion of the talks. And I guess part of the issue is that at last year's Odyssey, we had 80 talks. Plumtree had 80 talks, and they were all about Odyssey. I'm sorry, they're all about Plumtree. So now this year, there's a lot of competing products, obviously. There's WebLogic. There's all the other products in the AquaLogic family. So, for example, the data services tier and the security product and the enterprise services bus and the BPM product, which has been getting a lot of traction. And, of course, there's also Alui. So after all the dust settled regarding the talks and the breakdown of all the talks, it turned out that they only had 8 slots allocated to AquaLogic User Interaction or Plumtree. So it was very competitive and very hard to get a speaking slot this year. But, of course, you can always listen to me yak all day on the podcast. So just in case you missed me at BEA World, here I am online for your listening pleasure. All right, so that's BEA World. I guess the real meat of this podcast is my thoughts on the recent changes to the BEA roadmap for portals. So first, for those of you who aren't familiar with the roadmap, I'll give you a brief recap of how that's laid out. Originally, Plumtree had said that there was going to be about a year-long path to an integrated portal solution. As you all know, BEA has two portals right now. They have the Alui product, AquaLogic User Interaction, formerly Plumtree, and then they also have the WebLogic portal, or WLP. So they announced this integration process that's going to take place in 3 phases. The first phase, they're talking about interoperability, where using a couple of different interesting technologies like WSRP, they're going to allow certain Plumtree, formerly Plumtree products, for example, collaboration server, maybe content server, probably not Studio, but perhaps, they're going to bridge those products over so they're available in WebLogic Portal. So, in other words, you can take a part of Collab and expose it as a JSR 168 portlet and then consume it via WebLogic Portal. So that's one thought for the first phase. Then for phase two, they're going to componentize. They're calling it componentization and common services. So we're going to take different discrete capabilities and make them into common services. So this is where we talk a lot more about things like the whole runner project, where you can take bits and pieces of portal technology, let's just call it a really broad term there, and provision it out to different products. So whether that's creating communities or taking users analytics or collaboration features and basically dropping them right into your portal or into other non-portal projects. So if you're building a web application and you want to have collaboration part of that, you may be able to drop in, let's say, a tag that says, well, I want a discussion forum right here, and boom, you've got your discussion forum. So again, that'll work in both WLP and Alui. Now, they're talking phase three is what they're calling unification. Now, This is a very interesting term because they're still going to keep two Portal products, WLP and Aqualogic User Interaction, as two distinct brands. Now they're calling one WebLogic Portal the Java J2EE Developer Portal, where you can, if you have a team of Java developers, you can install it and build out a nice solution using, you know, a very powerful solution using Workshop and building out all these Java applications that integrate with the portal and integrate with your existing Java J2EE applications, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're a Java shop and you're interested in the Java stack, it's a good portal for you. And they're billing Aqualogic User Interaction as more of a business product that would provide more out-of-the-box functionality and, of course, cross-platform integration between Java and .NET, as well as the ability to integrate things across the board from any kind of language or technology and bring it into the portal. So whether that's Lotus Notes or Exchange Server or Documentum, Siebel, SAP, whatever you're doing, you can bring it into the portal through Aqualogic User Interaction. So even though they're calling it unification, so I guess there's going to be like a pool of services that both portals draw from, they're still maintaining these two brands. This is very interesting, and in a way, it's different from what I expected, because I really expected after the acquisition, as you all know, BEA paid about $200 million for Plumtree. I figured, well, they'd probably not, from a financial perspective and just from any, a business or a technology perspective, it didn't really make sense to me to keep two different portals that may compete with one another, because they're overlapping, their market spaces are slightly overlapping in the way I see it, and then also keep two engineering teams around and keep their customers sort of guessing as to which portal product they should buy. Rather, I think I would have taken the whole different approach. Now, of course, I'm not Mark Kargis. I'm not Alfred Schwong or whatever. I can't make these decisions, but I can certainly comment on them. And my thoughts are that if I were running the whole show, I would have come in and said, all right, well, we just spent all this money buying a portal vendor, and we have over 13,000 WebLogic server customers, and only a few, I'm not sure exactly how many, but only a few WebLogic portal customers. So I would have said, all right, let's provide a nice, clean, easy upgrade path for the, or transition path, you could call it, for all the WebLogic portal customers to move to Aqualogic. Let's retire the product, WebLogic Portal. Let's bring it to its maturity. Let's take the best parts of WebLogic Portal, for example, Workshop and all the great advances they made in integrating Java components with WebLogic Portal. Let's pull that into a LUI so that we get the same ability to build great portlets in Workshop and put that into a LUI. And then also, let's take the LUI portal, and this is the key to my sort of fictitious strategy here. Let's take the LUI portal and sell it to the 13,000 WebLogic customers out there. Make a real decisive move and just say, look, this is our portal strategy. We have one portal, one team, and the way it works is if you're a WebLogic portal customer, you run this script, it upgrades you to Aqualogic. You want it in Java, you got it in Java. You want it in .NET, you got it in .NET. And that's the way it's going to be. And you're going to probably annoy a few of those WebLogic, of diehard WebLogic portal customers. But the more important customer base, in my opinion, is the WebLogic server customers. You've got so many of those. They're real loyal to WebLogic server. They really like Java. So Aqualogic is a great solution on Java, on WebLogic. So I think it makes sense to, it would have made sense to make a more decisive move. But I'm afraid that, I'm not sure what exactly happened, if it got wrapped up in internal politics or if there was a concern for the existing customers of WebLogic Portal, but somehow they're going to go with this two portal strategy. And it may work, it may not, I'm not really sure, but it's again different from what I would have done. Now, of course, I don't hold all the strings, I don't by any means have any decision making power at BEA. I no longer work there. It's been, gosh, almost 4 years now that I haven't worked there. So I guess the key thing is we'll have to see how it plays out. I mean, there's really no way to say what's going to happen. We'll just have to keep doing what we're doing best, which is making Aqualogic customers successful. And we'll keep doing that, and we'll see how it plays out. Anyway, those are our thoughts on the roadmap. And if you want to read more about it, I'll provide some links in the blog to the roadmap discussions on PartnerNet, which is BEA's partner site. And yeah, I guess that's about it, except for, of course, our trivia challenge for this week, which is a pretty easy question. And the information, of course, as with so many things, is freely available on Google. But the question is, who was Plumtree's first VP of engineering? He's a great guy I admire a lot, and he's formerly worked at Oracle, and before that, Informix, or I'm not sure which came first there. But now, to give you another hint, he works at Unica as the VP of engineering for the Affinium Solutions. Anyway, who is this person I'm talking about? He's a great guy, a really good leader, really smart. He used to code up solutions to some, or just like demo products, like Collaboration Server started when he was riding the train, the Caltrain, from San Francisco back to his home in Palo Alto. He wrote a bunch of code, and next thing you know, that became Collaboration Server. And of course, a lot happened to it between when he first wrote it on the train and when it became a real product, but he basically had the ideas that got rolled into that. So, really inspirational guy, really hard worker, and someone who I respect a lot. Who is this person? Tell me, and I'll give you a fabulous prize. Don't know what it is yet, but I'll decide in a bit. We have, of course, our fabulous BDG shirts, our BDG mouse pads, our playing cards, and, you know, something that says BDG on it will be yours. So anyway, thanks for joining me for this podcast. I really appreciate having listeners out there. I know you're out there because I got some comments from coworkers and from complete strangers, too, saying that you enjoy the podcast, and I really appreciate that. Again, I apologize for the long delay between the two podcasts, and I hope that that won't happen again. I'd love to produce a few of these a quarter, you know, maybe four or five a year, and I think that's a reasonable goal. So we'll see what we can do. Anyway, again, thanks for listening, and once again, some resources to go to for the podcast, the associated blog, bdg-plumtree.blogspot.com, the associated website for the company, bdg-online.com, and while you're out there, hopefully I'll run into you at BEA World if you come to our booth. Feel free to chat with me about the podcast, one of my favorite topics. So hopefully I'll see you there, and in the meantime, enjoy Plumtree.